It is that time of year once again when I chat with some of the leading UK and global sight loss charities, where we look back at the year 2021 and ahead to the following year, which is 2022. We look at some of the challenges, some of the highlights as well. And joining me today from the NFB, or the National Federation of the Blind in the United States, we have Chris Danielson. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Always a pleasure, Alan. Good to be here.
So 2021, now for many charities, Chris, I know that the global pandemic has obviously still had a bit of an effect on services, on fundraising, that kind of thing. What about 2021 for the NFB? What's that been like?
Well, it has definitely been a challenge, you know, like particularly being a membership organization as we are, we're used to our members being able to gather in person for various activities, including their local chapter meetings and their affiliate conventions. So that's been really hard throughout the pandemic. We've had to transition everything to Zoom, and that has worked for us overall, but it has also presented some challenges. The good news for us was that a lot of our members really stepped up, and our fundraising, in fact, did not go down through our members. And we've actually survived pretty well during the pandemic. We've been very fortunate, and we know that others have been struggling, and we sympathize with that. And certainly there were times when it seemed like we might struggle as well. So we understand that, but we've actually been very fortunate, again, being a membership organization and having so many great partners and supporters. So we've been in pretty good shape in that regard, and we've really been excited because within the past few months, a lot of our chapters and affiliates have been able to start having in-person events again.
Great to be face-to-face, as you say, Chris. Now, in terms of services and projects and so on, has that meant that some of those have been curtailed or cut back, or has it created opportunities to create new ways of working?
You know, it has actually created a lot of opportunities. In particular, we have expanded our Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program that I know that I've talked to you about. We've managed to turn that into a virtual program, and it was so successful that even in 2022, we're going to continue having one in-home edition of the Bell program because it's just been so popular and so successful with the blind children and their families who participate in it, who maybe can't get to a location or have other challenges or maybe even just still concerned about the pandemic. And what it's really done is it's allowed a lot of the children to do activities with their parents. So rather than, you know, going to a location and doing activities, which is great, they were actually able to make Bell into kind of a family thing. So we think that's been great. We also had a higher level of participation in, for example, our Washington seminar, our legislative gathering that we did virtually. People didn't have to leave their home states, and they could still log into a meeting with their members of Congress and still participate. And that was good for the Congress too, both because of the pandemic and because of the security concerns after the events of January 6th. So it really worked out well for us, actually.
Technology seems to have really come to the fore in this situation, Chris. What about, say, a highlight for yourself? Is there something which stands out through the year?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what I just mentioned, the Washington seminar was really a highlight for me. You know, normally I don't work in our legislative and policy area, so I don't normally get to participate in as much in the Washington seminar like I did when I was still just a member. When I was a volunteer, I would actually travel to Washington every year to participate in the Washington seminar with the National Federation of the Blind. When I came to work here, because my job doesn't always dovetail with it, I wouldn't make as much of the seminar. But since I was teleworking this year, I got to participate in that component again. And Washington seminar is really one of my favorite things that we do because it's interacting directly with our members of Congress, our legislators here in the United States, and talking to them about the issues that are really important to blind Americans.
What about 2022 then? You know, you mentioned you're going to continue the Braille, the Bell program, and that's going to have an online virtual component. What else does that hold for NFB?
Well, we're really excited about the next phase of the Blind Driver Challenge that's going to happen in 2022. We have a member, Dan Parker, who is going to try to beat the world speed record for a blind person driving an automobile that was set in the UK a few years ago. So a little friendly competition there. So we're really excited about that. We're excited about having an in-person convention again, July 5th through 10th in New Orleans, Louisiana. It'll be really great to go back to that city and to all be together again. So those are just a couple of things that we're really excited about in 2022.
Sounds like an exciting time ahead, Chris. We'll, of course, keep in touch with you through 2022 and beyond, of course, to find out more about the work that you're doing at the NFB. But for the moment, to all the staff, volunteers and service users at the National Federation of the Blind, we'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. And Chris, thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan, and I want to wish a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year to all of your listeners as well.